This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Monday morning. First hour of the show, as always, brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast at PADLYBuys.com. 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. We'll get to some of the news around the league as we're going to focus on the Falcons here in just a minute. Now, the combine doesn't actually start, like in terms of like the workouts and drills and stuff like that, until Thursday.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
But all the coaches and stuff are going to meet with the media tomorrow. I'm sure players are going to do some of the stuff that they're going to do. But, it's just they've turned it into a whole week-long thing of workouts that are really only 3 days long. And good for them. It's just people working out. But they've turned it into an entire week. Another example of the NFL being very good.
A prime time event, Andy.
Yep, it is. I know. And they put it on regular TV and prime time now so we could tune in and look at guys we've never seen or heard of before run the 40-yard dash. In underwear.
Yep, basically what it is, Andy.
Pretty cool.
But it's
well done.
That's where a lot of deals are done, and you know, as far as there's some strange, and we'll talk to NFL huddle, some strange rumors, but quarterbacks out there and everything like that. And then obviously, I'm trying to find the shock in it. Like Shador's not working out there. Not surprised.
No.
You know, not surprised. These guys don't really do it as much as they used to. But more now they are. I should take that back. Back then they did, but now. More times than not, they are working out and everything like that. But yeah, it's just, you know, it's fun to watch and yell at the 40 and all those different things. But you just hope it boils down to more. Can they play football?
Yeah, I mean it. Hopefully,
we know this.
Hopefully,
we know
does.
This. We know this.
Well, I don't know. It probably does for some teams. It probably doesn't for other teams.
We know this.
But yeah, I mean, you know, it's fun to watch guys do stuff that's physically ridiculous, especially the big guys. Like, I love watching the linemen run the 40. Like, especially defensive linemen. These guys are running like 4.6s.
Yeah, but
and it's outrageous.
I learned this a long time ago from my man, Tractor Trailer. Keith Trailer always told me this. If I'm running the damn 40, that means we're losing.
Yeah, I mean, something bad happened.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
If I'm running 40 yards, that means we lost. He said, the farthest I need to run is from guard to guard. He said, I ain't got no business running down no tackle. My job is to control these damn A-gaps.
Unless you play for the Lions, in which case they might ask you to do some weird stuff, you know? They're going to get you the ball. They're going to get defensive players the ball. They're going to throw it to the offensive linemen.
And everything like that.
You better have a good 40 if you're going to play
This
play
is
for the
also
Lions.
About, you know, a lot of the interview process and, you know, interviewing, meeting with the teams. And it's always, I say that every year, whenever it comes up, it's a stressful time for you because you got to try to not make it as stressful as it is because it is a job interview. You are interacting with teams, you know, that are going to, you know, have a say in your future and things like that. So, I mean, but yeah, these kids are so schooled right now because as much they go to these training facilities and things, as much stuff they do on the field, on the grass, training and everything, they do just as much in the classroom. Mm-hmm. They do just as much. You sit down with the people and they interview you like their team and things like that. So, yeah, it's a big damn deal for these players.
And honestly, I mean, just in terms of, you're going to look at so much film from these guys. Again, hopefully that's where the decisions are made. Whatever the drills that they can do, that's just going to kind of confirm maybe something that you already feel like you know about them.
Or that you didn't know.
Or that you didn't know. It's like, oh, I thought maybe he could do this and he can't do that, whatever. But hopefully it's not a make or break. I think one thing that you just don't know. You might hear, obviously, if you're going to draft a guy or consider drafting a guy, you're going to do your due diligence on talking to coaches and teachers and people in their lives. But there's just no substitute for sitting down with someone and talking.
Looking them in the eye,
asking them questions. And like, I'm sure people are nervous, but also sometimes it's good to be nervous.
Yeah.
It's really important. It's one of the most important parts of this next part of your life. Like, you should be nervous.
Yeah,
you're going to go up there and talk to a bunch of general managers about your future.
Yeah,
if you do a good job, they're going to give you millions of dollars.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big damn deal. And I think, you know, when the numbers come out, more likely outside of the, you know, the realm of the NFL, people overreact to the numbers, meaning just because he's fast, don't mean he can play. Can he play football? Yeah, I know he can run in a straight line, but, you know, football isn't played in a straight line. You know, and it's not like college where you have just a specialized guy to go in and run just a 9 route on a certain play. No, you got to be able to do the ins and outs of football. And I think there's some good players, some really good defensive linemen in this draft. You know, the edge rush from what you hear is deep. The cornerback position is deep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there aren't a lot of blue chippers in this, but I don't think. But there are some. We know that I think Carter is definitely the best overall player, him and Travis. The defensive tackle out of Michigan is really damn good.
Mm-hmm.
He's really good. And then there's a lot of good players, you know. But I think when you look, it's maybe like 4 or 5 you call blue chip players at the top of the draft.
Yeah, and I don't know that either of the quarterbacks are.
No.
Which, again, doesn't mean they're not going to get drafted high. They're quarterbacks, so they probably will. But, yeah, I mean, you know, would be a nice year to have a pick that high,
mm-hmm.
obviously. The Falcons do not. They find themselves at 15, which you're still going to be able to get a really good player at 15.
Yes.
It's just about making sure that you find a really good player that can make an impact soon, especially if you're going to draft him at those two positions you just talked about. Like, more than likely, I don't know. I can't
Come
say more
now.
Than likely.
Come on now.
Can I say hopefully?
Yes. We'll do that.
To still be hopeful, right? They haven't crushed that yet.
Yeah.
Hopefully, we're talking about an edge rusher or a corner.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, those guys are going to have to come in and play.
Yes.
Like,
right away.
Especially corner's going to have to start.
Yes.
Like, you drafted, whether it's
I
the
agree.
Guy from Michigan who's really talented. Travis Hunter's going to be gone by then. But, like, there's a number of corners that are going to go in the top 20. You take one of those guys, I mean, he's going to be on the other side of A.J. Terrell.
Correct.
Like, that's
a given, right?
That's a given,
right.
I would think.
Yeah.
And if you take an edge, you know,
he's going to play.
Like, at the very least, he's going to be in the rotation. Like, things are so different now as far as who plays what and all
right,
that. But, like,
right.
I mean, Braylon Trice is going to be coming back off of an injury.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we're all hopeful, knocking on wood, that he's able to do what you hoped he would do last year post-injury. Arnold Ebikidi has developed, I think, quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's reason to be optimistic about
him
as well. But if you draft an edge rusher,
he's got to go.
He's got to go. Like, he's going to be in there. So, yeah. I mean, that's, you know, maybe there's only a handful of guys you view as like the top tier blue chip talent. Okay, well, identify a guy that's going to come in and make your defense better, because that's, to me, and again, hopefully, what the Falcons view as priority number one of the offseason.
Yeah, I mean, you got to get better at all three levels. The biggest thing we know with what's going on with this, with the first level, the defensive line, you got to get some dudes.
Yeah.
You got to get some dudes, and then your other dudes that are here already got to go another step. And then you need some, probably your biggest help, I think you're going to need on the second level, is training, so I got to stay damn healthy. I mean, obviously you can always get, you know, better at every position, but for that second level, the linebackers, that dude, he gotta stay healthy, man. But he's a difference maker, in my opinion, when he's healthy. So he's got to be there. And then you got to find somebody opposite to play with A.J. Terrell and another guy that can play with Jesse Bates. And so, I mean, those are things out there. I would be, you know, I mean, Helms, has he, like, because I think if Helms would have been where they thought he would be, they wouldn't have went and got Simmons. But sometimes you got to look at it, well, you look at Justin Simmons, he's former All-Pro, all these different things, and he played well to start the season, but it just wasn't where, you know, it needed to be. So,
yeah.
I mean,
well, and Helms is coming off an injury, too.
Exactly, so that's what I'm saying. So can you get him up to speed and all those? I don't know. But they need help at all three levels. But I think in the linebacker position, they need Tran to stay healthy.
Yeah.
He got to stay healthy, man.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is.
Yeah.
It's a lot. They need help at all three levels. They need starters at all three levels, and they need, I don't know, who you consider to be the most important. I think Jesse Bates is probably still the most important guy on defense. It'd be nice if he wasn't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, he's the best player on defense. It'd be nice if he wasn't the most important player on defense because of the position that he plays. But yeah, then you need your former second round draft pick, who
you need your former
showed flashes last year at times to finally be healthy.
You need both of them to show up, though.
Who's the other one?
Rook.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Rook needs to be a starter this year.
Rook
needs to be a starter this year on the defense and the defensive tackle.
So that's all you need. Yeah. You just need young, unproven guys who've been hurt to not get hurt and make the leap.
Bam!
You need to get five starters at the most important positions that you need to get them.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have salary cap constraints because of the quarterback situation, you don't have any draft picks.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
I got it.
You got to fix it. We got to fix.
You need We got it diagnosed. We don't have it fixed.
We have it fixed.
What's the? I don't know. It's a tough fix. Here's the best fix. You got to nail those first two draft picks for sure. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, 100%. Those guys that we just talked about have to stay healthy. Mm-hmm. You're gonna have to nail whoever your number one free agent signing is. Again, probably a defensive player. Knocking on wood, that guy's got to be a home run. And Michael Penix has to be phenomenal.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it is.
Pretty
and then everything's probably okay.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, yeah.
Then
mean,
maybe you win 11 games.
Then maybe. Then maybe you do. But that's everything you just said is it's going to be the main key for this. I mean, but it all starts and revolves around nine. Because the thing about it, when you have a good to great quarterback, a lot of times they can cover up deficiencies a lot of times, Bunk.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, obviously he can't rush the passer and things like that.
No.
But I think the most important thing is him. Because he's going to be the face of your franchise going forward, and good quarterback play wins in this league. Now, you also got to play defense, and yes, defense wins championships until it doesn't. But, yeah, he's the one. Nine is the one. He's got to, you know, be everything that I think you think that he could possibly be. But they got to figure out what to do with this defense. And just like every other championship team, for the most part, it starts up front with those dudes, man. It does. Because as much as we talk about Michael, you've got to affect the other team's guy, too.
Yeah. I'm also interested to see what they do on the other line of scrimmage, if anything. Like, obviously, Drew Dahlman's a free agent.
Mm-hmm.
The conversation we were having with Joe Patrick last week blew my mind.
Yeah, because when
just
he
about
said,
what that market might be
like,
for him.
When he said $20 million, I said, whoa. And then I thought about, are we talking 20 total or 20
so,
a year?
So, look, if that's even a question,
there's
a huge gap between what we think of him and what maybe the market thinks of him.
Yeah, because I'm
if your response to $20 million is, you mean for the totality of the contract?
Yeah.
It means you think he's kind of only okay, right? He's a good player.
He's a good player.
But to be the market setter, which that's what it would be.
Yes,
the highest paid center in football right now is somewhere around 17 and a half or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Creed Humphrey. Is that who it is?
It was Creed Humphrey's.
It's great.
He's
a great player.
Yeah.
If you're going to be a market setter at your spot, like, we shouldn't be asking the question, you mean for the whole country?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Like, I'm not surprised that Chris Lindstrom got what he got.
I'm not either.
You're telling me you're going to give...
I don't... Whatever. We don't have to do it. He's a really good player.
Yeah, but you're telling me you're going to surpass that number with Drew Dahlman? No.
With all the other needs you have?
Yeah, no.
No.
I don't think... And I'm not saying you let Dahlman walk, but if that 20 a year is with the projection?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about it is he's the best free agent center.
Yeah, he is. And whenever you're the top player at your position in free agency, you usually get what you want, unless you're a running back.
It's great leverage to be the best guy who's available.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of teams that need upgrades at center.
You're absolutely correct.
And there's a lot of offenses that are kind of, you know, run by the same tree of people.
Mm-hmm.
So at least they would trust him because he's been in the Zach Robinson and all that. I don't know how much that plays into it, but maybe a little bit. So that's a question, too. I mean, do you try to do anything with your right tackle who's not a great pass blocker?
And he's protecting your quarterback.
And you have a left-handed quarterback.
Yeah.
At some point, and Jake Matthews has had an incredible career.
Yes.
He's had an incredible, but he's pretty old.
Yes,
at this point.
He's on the backside.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know how much you can do it right now just because of all the other stuff you have to worry about. But, like, the clock's ticking on the offensive line, too. There's just a lot of, like, that's been... And it's not even been that great. It's been okay. But that's like been a pretty solid unit for a couple of years now.
Yeah, you can win this unit.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's not great. You haven't won with it.
Mm-hmm.
And parts of it are aging.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, all right, at some point you're going to have to cross that bridge too. Again, maybe not yet.
Not yet.
But the longer you wait, the worse
because,
it gets.
Because I think that's the biggest thing is like you want to kind of have a replacement for Jake. Because Jake was a replacement.
That's such a hard one, too.
But the thing about it was, it's like Jake was a replacement, but Jake started from day one.
Right.
You know what I mean? They've drafted
He's never missed a game. He's been great.
They took a number six overall, and he's been the rock on that left side. Now, is he great?
No.
No, but he's really good.
But he's really good.
He's really, really good. Yep. And then Bergeron's coming up, you know, as far as he's been really good. And then, you know, we know what Lindstrom is. Then, obviously, McGarry. Don't know what happened with the center. But I think if there's a good enough tackle there at 15, you may think of it.
Possible.
You may think about it. But I wouldn't.
Because maybe that's a guy that short term can play, I guess, but you don't want him to play left.
You don't want him to play.
You want him to play right tackle because obviously it's flipped because Penix is left-handed.
Yeah. And it's not a situation where you can maybe draft him and then put him at guard. You find a guard.
You're good at guard. Both your guards are good.
Yeah, you're good. So, I mean, that's why I would say if you're going to draft the guy, that means you have to – don't draft the development tackle at 15. You draft – if you're going to draft a tackle, he's got to be one of your starting
tackles. It's also almost never that you draft a guy that can play center and then eventually he becomes a tackle.
No.
Like, that doesn't really happen.
No,
that's two spots.
No, that's two spots over. No.
So you're not really doing that.
No. You don't want that. Okay, we're going to let him play center, but eventually he's going to be our right tackle. It don't even go the other way.
It really doesn't.
Very rarely do you see guys that go for tackle.
You go center to guard.
Yeah.
You go guard to tackle. It's very often.
Rarely do you go guard to tackle.
Yeah. You go tackle to guard.
Yeah, tackle to guard.
It's not very often you go center to tackle.
Yeah.
Or tackle to center.
Because I played with players, and it was because we were in a pinch. You know, we had to do some stuff on the fly. And
where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
I don't think it ever worked with us moving a guard to tackle.
That number one prospect, just on one of the lists I looked at, I don't even remember his name, but the offensive line prospect, he's from like North Dakota State or something like that. Mm-hmm. He plays all three.
That was last year, right?
I don't know.
I think it was last year.
Oh, was it?
I think that was last year.
Let's just not take a random North Dakota State guy at
15.
What's
wrong with small schools?
Nothing. Whoa. There's nothing wrong with them. Nothing wrong with them. The SEC's got good guys too, though.
They do.
You know?
They do.
Take some of those guys. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle, look at the rest of the league. Like Randy said just a minute ago, some interesting quarterback rumors circulating, to be sure. We got at least a little bit of an answer on Matthew Stafford as well. So we'll get to that next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.